The city of New Orleans just won an award for its efforts to deal with climate change. The American Planning Association granted the award last week, saying the city's resilience strategy sets a model for others dealing with the same challenges of rising seas and extreme weather. Coastal cities across the nation are trying to develop models like it, but there's no dedicated federal money to do it. Philadelphia pioneered a lot of green urban practices. WWNO's Tegan Wendland collaborated with a reporter in Philly to see where the two cities are finding the money to improve their aging infrastructure.
On a sunny afternoon, Jeff Hebert stands in a wide open field on Mirabeau Avenue in Gentilly. Small single-story ranch homes line the street. Many are neat and tidy, rebuilt after Katrina, but the ground under them is moving.
You see a lot of driveways that are buckling, the streets that are buckling. You see the foundations of these homes that are buckling. That's due to that subsidence.
Subsidence is something Hebert thinks about a lot. He's chief resilience officer for the city. His job is to help it prepare for disasters like hurricanes and rising sea levels and the natural sinking of this delta landscape. The city is using this neighborhood to experiment with solutions, like pavement that lets water through and parks that absorb heavy rains.
Over in this corner, you'll see a huge sports field that will be allowed to inundate underwater when it rains. You'll see almost a creek that will go through here.
It'll include water features in medians to reduce flooding, lagoons, and a pond. In January, the city won a $141 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to build this resilience district. That's in addition to the $2 billion in post-Katrina relief the city finally got from FEMA. Robin Keegan helped the city apply for some of those grants. She works with GCR Consulting and says Katrina created a mandate for new approaches.
Every system that we had in place had to be looked at anew because everything was broken and we had to fix it.
She says New Orleans continues to get federal and private money to come up with new ways to deal with water because its problems are still national news. It's seen as a testing ground.
New Orleans is identified as a place that has gone through that thinking and is actually setting up the best practices and the models.
But not every city has the same cachet or the same level of crisis that New Orleans has.
Here in Philadelphia, those big checks from government and private entities aren't rolling in. I'm Susan Phillips at WHYY. On the one hand, the city isn't as vulnerable as New Orleans, but some of its neighborhoods are expected to flood from rising tides along the Delaware River. To pay for upgrades, it has to turn to residents, who pay a stormwater fee each month. For most, it's only a few bucks. But for others...
So I get this bill for $330.
Gina Rucci operates Poppy's, an Italian restaurant in South Philadelphia, where several years ago she bought an adjacent property and turned it into a parking lot.
And I wasn't thinking about a water bill because there was no water on the lot.
But the city charges her for the water runoff from her parking lot based on the amount of impervious pavement on her property. To reduce that bill, she recently found out about a program where the city encourages green infrastructure, things like rain gardens, tree trenches, and green roofs.
Once your own ground here becomes permeable, that water's not going that way. It's going to just sink. And that's what you needed to do.
Today, Rucci has cut her bill by 60%.
This is the water company taking the money I just sent them and giving it back to me, technically, okay?
So far, Philadelphia has built hundreds of green infrastructure projects across the city, in streets, parks, and parking lots. And green infrastructure is a lot cheaper than any traditional engineering approach, which often involves building a large concrete tunnel to hold the extra water. Chris Crockett is an engineer with Philadelphia's Water Department, in charge of planning for climate change.
We could, instead of doing these greener practices, we could just go and dig a hole to China and build a tunnel. But that has a huge carbon footprint.
And it's not just the carbon footprint that's the problem. That hole and tunnel approach would have cost the city's ratepayers $10 billion and taken decades to complete. The thousands of rain gardens, green roofs, and tree trenches will cost the city just $2 billion. For WWNO, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.